May God forgive us.
Apocalypse is Apocalypse does.
And what does Apocalypse does this week?
Like a long, hard shit.
I don't know what Apocalypse does, but surely it did.
Maybe a long, hard shit in the shape of a cross.
Sure, I'll save.
Welcome to Apocalypse. Have you ever tried to do that?
I'm sorry?
Have you ever tried to do that?
Tried what?
To shit in the shape of a cross.
I have shot in the shape of a cross.
And I promise. Yep,
yeah, it's true. I sent you a photo.
Yes, I can independently verify this.
You know what? One time I had a big, you know, it was like after Super Bowl Sunday and I had this insane diarrhea and it looked in the toilet bowl just like Jesus and no one came to see it.
Did you leave it in the
Jed,
bowl?
I would have come to see that. Anyways, guys.
Okay, some person has like the visage of like the Lord Jesus Christ on like a fucking pancake or some shit. And people are coming like from far and wide. I do that like with my own fucking bowel
with
movement.
With your body.
Dude, yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. I'm not getting the respect I deserve.
Chad, that's a good point. You don't get the respect you deserve, man. Anyways,
yeah,
you guys are listening to the Apocalypse on Radio Free Brooklyn. It's Friday. It's 2 p.m.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that brutal last 3 hours of the week.
Oh, but you guys
two
are feeling
to five. Don't they call it the suicide afternoon?
Yeah, man.
This last three.
There's a real ring to that
but
phrase.
There's no
because you're at work and you and like and you're just
Twilight,
stuck there. And if you want to like take a shit or something, you got to ask some schmuck permission to do it.
No, it's no when need. Time slows down, like you're in outer space. It's like all of a sudden you're like you're counting and you're like I've counted 5,000 and 1 minute has gone by. How is this possible?
Oh God, it's as though I'm in outer space counting and time has slowed down.
Oh God, a full time job.
We are here through the hours of 2 and 3 p.m.
Oh, what could possibly get me through the hours of 2 and 3 p.m.
Every day you have to be here.
Every day ye shall return.
Every day you will work. You will work for the betterment of this society.
And nothing changes every day.
Every day ye shall spin in circles for the greater good.
Don't believe in it.
Oh, and no whatever you do, you mustn't gather the grains of hope that have splashed down upon thee from the golden rays of the apostle past.
No!
Stay in darkness!
We are here to tell you to give up. Give up fully, completely. Have no dreams, no aspirations, no fucking ambition. Ambition is death in the apocalypse.
Do not acquire hope through impenetrable nothingness!
No hope, no truth, no life, no soul.
Only the void.
Oh, God!
Only!
If only I had taken the void more seriously, then maybe I wouldn't be so fucked!
Patrick, Reverend the Void is calling thee.
Oh, the Void knows our weaknesses.
The Void beckons.
It sucks you in, and then there's no more you, and eternity just goes on without you.
Come.
Forgetting you.
Back.
Give up.
Visit me.
Anyways, you guys are listening to the ApocalyCast.
This is a public service announcement. Sir, give up.
Get up.
Give up.
Oh. Give up.
Oh.
Yeah, why not? We're
sit down and give up.
I gave up before, yeah. Like all you guys. You want to pretend like you're special.
You gave up hope.
Yeah.
And it was wrong of you to do.
I gave up hope way before it was cool.
Giving up saves you. It's humility. You know, humility saves you from humiliation.
Kristen, why don't you start the introductions with yourself?
Hello. My name. Names don't matter, really, but I'm an undead spirit of evil. I go by KG.
What's your name? What's your name, witch?
I'm sorry. Sometimes the roaches get stuck in my throat.
How do you spell that?
KORPSEKRISTYNNE.
Easy,
yeah. All right, well, that was Corpsey Kristen.
Sorry. Roaches.
My name's Andrew. Again, I'm just here to visit.
Just for fucking shits and giggles and the kicks.
Yeah.
And honestly, for the fucking exhilaration.
Well,
most people that go skydiving do it in tandem. You know?
Yeah, but even skydiving is kind of...
Yeah, it's for fucking pussies. Let's be real.
Yeah,
ApocalyCast is what tells the difference between a real man.
Okay, this is a message to the audience. The other host can't hear me, but you guys should just know that Andrew might have been an angel that saved the ApocalyCast. Pat doesn't want to admit it yet.
No, are you kidding me? I was the first one that said it. Oh, I apologize.
Patrick, you can't hear her.
Oh, you're right. That's a good point. Sorry. So stupid. What was I thinking? Go on.
Forget it. I fucked up. I was trying to use my special, telekinetic passages.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, God. Telekinesis.
I accidentally communicated in the human realm, and I know that all of our listeners are dead.
Oh, God.
That's why I said you couldn't hear me, because you guys are still these pathetic, life-full objects.
Well, you know what? If you weren't so powerful, you wouldn't be on the ApocalyCast, so you know what? It all works out.
I am very powerful. Some say I'm the most powerful person ever.
I thought you meant just on the ApocalyCast.
No, in all eternity, past and present and future.
God, whoa, you mean like in Watchmen? Like Billy Crudup's character in Watchmen?
No, I don't fucking know what you're talking about.
Oh, all right, never mind.
Dr. Manhattan, yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Like, people who have seen all of eternity aren't like, have you seen Watchmen? You know?
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Well, guys,
the entity beyond us all, are you more powerful than he?
Who is he? And yes.
Yeah, and who are we?
There is no man more powerful than me.
And how powerful is
And if KG? There is, I'll kill him and then I'll fuck his body, as I do.
Okay, Jad, introduce yourself.
Oh, my name is Jad Ali Slayman. I fear nothing, and I am a co-host of the ApocalyCast. And it is a pleasure to be here tonight amongst you all.
So annoying.
Well, guys, Jad, Andrew, Kristen.
Yes.
It's the day after Valentine's Day.
Oh.
I had a beautiful Valentine's
doing
with
what?
My lady love. I went to White Castle and I ate delicious vegetarian burgers with fucking cheese sauce. I took the little veggie burgers and I fucking dipped them in the cheese sauce and then I just stuffed them directly to my mouth.
Did you offer any of those little burgers to the resident crackhead?
No.
Oh, man.
The resident crackhead was not there.
You say that as if it's something bad. And I disagree,
Patrick,
with your slur.
You, Reverend, have violated a fundamental precept of White Castle, which is when you go to White Castle, you have to offer up at least 2 sliders to the resident toothless crackhead.
You're wrong about the drug. Everyone there is fucking on weed, you dumbass. Have you been inside of a White Castle? People there are going up ordering more food while they're still eating their last fucking hamburger.
The last time I was at a White Castle, a crackhead was there.
No.
She had 3 teeth.
Shut your fucking dumb mouth. Your dumb slurs. You're like, ew, it's a crackhead.
The last time.
Anyways, guys. All right. Since it's Valentine's Day.
Jesus, the PC police are fucking.
Well,
who knew the Apocalypse was so PC?
Listen, we didn't get to have an Apocalypse on Valentine's Day, so tonight's the Valentine's Day podcast.
No.
I was thinking that we could do new songs, but like karaoke songs of classic love songs.
Ew.
Oh man.
But
I was dead and suddenly I feel like I'm in purgatory.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, purgatory is where you have to just sing love songs over and over and over. I have no idea what the fuck is about to happen. Look into my eyes. You will see what you mean to me. Search your heart. Search your soul.
And when you find the apostle cast there,
over there,
you'll search no more.
No more.
Don't tell me the apostle cast is not worth dying for. Don't
tell me
the Apocalypse
is not worth dying for.
For it's true. Everything I do,
I do it for the Apocalypse.
All right, that was great. All right, let's move on to the next one.
Yeah, exactly.
I think I know it. This is one that won't make me die and puke because I'm allergic to, like, earnest love. It goes, you plus me equals us. You guys don't remember that? It's called, it's now out of print. It's a very,
well, guys, I apologize.
Rare.
We have another one.
Song.
Nope.
You're not gonna, really? No, together? Can you at least do Q Town?
There's no karaoke of it.
No. No. Jack?
Rose.
This is a very special Jack, episode
about
love. Jack, I
hate my ripped husband who gave me this stupid huge heart diamond necklace. I'm gonna get
every night in my dreams, I see the Apocalypse. I hear the Apocalypse. That
every Friday at 2 p.m.
Far across the airwaves and bandwidths between us, the Apocalypse will air on Radio Free Brooklyn at 2
p.m.
Near, far, wherever you are, the podcast will go on.
Even without Sarah Steele.
Once more, we've been betrayed by that whore. Yet I know that the podcast will go on and on and on at 2 p.m. Never go into syndication until they kill Tom. Until they kill Tom.
Love was when on Friday I at 2 p.m. I found you.
right, good enough.
Do it, man.
Do what?
What I wrote on the fucking...
I can't read your stupid handwriting.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ, Patrick. It's in...
98 degrees, I do.
All right, what's another good one?
Fucking together.
I'd say Don't Stop Believing is pretty good.
If you don't put on together calculus,
everyone
will die immediately.
Don't Stop Believing, Patrick.
That's what I wrote. Or together, the hardest part of breaking up.
That's an old one. No, that's too funny on its own.
Celine Dion was older.
All right, you guys know this one.
What's going on?
Rest in peace, a true icon here.
It's true, I'm not going to lie. She's pretty good.
She's the greatest singer of all time. I don't know why we would karaoke her.
What? This sucks.
Fuck this. Fuck this.
Yeah, dude.
What just happened?
Come on, this is called Dead Air.
This is called Dead Air. The devil is stronger than Christ, and your Valentine's Day saint shit is not working out
right now because
my evil is too powerful, and this is some corny ass bullshit.
Yeah, what's even worse than karaoke is Dead Air.
That's so
and that's
sad.
What Patrick Hill's
especially when you promised
right
Whitney Houston.
Yeah, man.
All right,
that's a big letdown.
I agree. Hey.
Oh wow, what's Pat got for us now?
We all have nothing left. You know, like we thought we had this radio show.
This is giving up.
But we don't.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we can't even do karaoke.
We have nothing. No one's
listening.
Anyone
can do karaoke.
Do you? And, if anyone's listening, do you ever feel like you're just kind of speaking into a void?
Oh, no, I know. What's that one with the Aerosmith, that Aerosmith song?
Dude, Aerosmith has a lot of songs.
Awake.
Just to feel.
I don't want to miss a thing.
Breathing.
Okay, we'll do that one.
Armageddon soundtrack.
Yeah.
Liv Tyler.
I don't
know. Willis.
You know what to sing, right?
And they're going to the asteroid and they're drilling it.
Oh, Jesus.
They were like, we'll send these oil guys to the fucking asteroid.
Yeah. Clear cut solution.
Okay, Johnny Bureau, I'm going to turn your mic down because you sang too loudly.
Wow, tyrant. One time they did that
Patrick
to me at Alligator
Lounge. Patrick is a bona fide
despot. Because of my screamo Katy Perry.
Oh, man. Getting ready for it.
Oh, it's making me sick again. I think I'm gonna puke.
I'm getting close.
I'm gonna puke.
20 years. Man, the 90s are coming back.
Yeah.
The 90s are back, everybody.
I could stay awake just to hear the Apocalypse airing. Shut the fuck up. Just to watch the Apocalypse smiling while it's sleeping. While you're far away and tweaking, I could spend my life in this sweet surrender. I could stay lost in the Apocalypse forever. Every moment spent with the Apocalypse is a moment I spend. Lying close to the Apocalypse, feel the Apocalypse heart beating. And I'm wondering what the Apocalypse is dreaming. Wondering if it's me the Apocalypse is seeing. Then I kiss the Apocalypse eyes. And thank God that me and the Apocalypse are together.
Turn my microphone
and I just
want to
stay with the Apocalypse in this moment forever.
Thank you.
I don't want to close my eyes. I don't want to fall asleep. Cause I miss the Apocalypse. And I don't want to miss the Apocalypse.
Even when I dream of the Apocalypse. The sweetest dream will never do.
I still miss the Apocalypse. And I don't want to miss the Apocalypse.
Don't miss one smile. I don't want to miss one tear.
I just want to be with you. This is confusing.
Thank God I'm the only I'm good at singing.
Well, happy Valentine's Day, guys.
Yeah.
Don't I sound exactly like Steven Tyler? It's like uncanny.
I know.
I've won many competitions that are Steven Tyler.
Yeah.
You know, like,
what else does Steven Tyler sound like? I mean, still. Yeah, Steven Tyler kind of sounds like a he sounds like a seal. You know what I mean? Like, he just sounds like
His mouth looks like it's been stretched out. Like it looks like he's like his lips have just been like weighted down.
Well, that's what happens when you spend your life just going like
and trying to suck your own dick.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
you know, your lips get stretched out, and that's just
and then they make a Disney World roller coaster where you go.
Yeah.
Guys, I think we've been torturing our listeners' ears for long enough.
No, that's
what you mean, like over the last 2 years, or like
touche. But especially this episode.
I thought they were all masochists who wanted us to hurt them.
Masochists, yeah. Is that a person that likes to spray themselves with mace?
No, yeah. That's a secret society.
Masonists.
Yeah.
No. Masochists.
Yeah. Oh, mesopemia. The globalists. The
you
people
know, like
that make snow globes.
The M in that.
The globalist cucks. Who listen to this fucking bullshit?
Well, our listeners are all over the globe. So in a way, you could describe them. Jesus, this episode, all 10 of you guys get together
at a conference.
Yeah, listen, our listeners are not all globalist cucks. I mean, you know, there's a whole diverse range of like of bastards and fucking idiots who listen to this shit.
They're just like degenerate, like. Yeah, like they tasteless, scum.
They also when you eat them,
trash,
they don't taste like
anything.
Not all
of them are white.
Oh,
trash.
Yeah, I know, right?
It's like Soylent. What?
Yeah, they don't taste like anything when you eat them either.
It's like it's not the green Soylent like the movie. I mean, like the beverage. That
oh,
okay,
it's to... a Soylent.
Wait, you can't
even season them. They just taste like shit. Oh,
and then Steven Tyler's like, what?
Oh God! Apocalypse! Anything with the apocalypse,
yeah.
Listeners.
Turn my microphone back up, you fucking asshole! Did you imagine Steven Tyler eating spaghetti?
Ew!
like Lady in the Tramp.
Steven Tyler, man. Just, like when he's like everything he does, like he'll be like in his like sleeping, shitting, showering. He's just like.
Yeah, I'll bet those lips are hanging real low in his old age. He's gonna like fucking tie him to his face.
Who hung the weights to them? Was it the
Apocalypse? I bet Steven Tyler walks around with just like stitches on his lips to keep him on his face, you know?
Do you guys want to hear something a little depressing?
Yeah, of course.
We're 23 minutes into the podcast.
I mean, sorry.
That didn't even bring me down, Pat. Let me tell you something. It's bad. It's bad, man.
We're just like the G.G. Allen of podcasts. Like, if you guys were here, we would brutalize you.
Yeah, man. Oh, yeah. You don't even
like, unfortunately, we can't stab these microphones into your face, and so instead, we're gonna scream Aerosmith soundtrack into your ears because who the fuck are you, and why are you listening to this? You should really be questioning yourself, your life, your choices. Yeah, maybe you've given up, and so you're just like, I will also listen to people who have no idea what the fuck they're doing or saying.
But you want to know something, Kristen? I think actually, you know what? I think you underestimate our listeners because I think a lot of them have not given up.
I'm sorry.
And that's the most pathetic aspect of it.
Underestimated our listeners? Is that possible?
Yeah, I think that you assume that they are more intelligent than they are because a lot of these fucking idiots like still have hope.
Ugh. Growth.
They experience joy.
That's the tough truth, but I think it's the real truth. Wait, yeah.
But then why would they listen to the apocalypse? If they're capable of experiencing joy, why would they listen to a radio show that does
Armageddon? Because they don't necessarily know what actual joy is like.
Right. They're searching for happiness and they just can't find it because they don't know what human connection is.
They're like, it's just their stupid alienation because they've never had a meaningful experience in their lives. Not like we have.
Whoa. Do you guys feel like there's like a ticking sound? Like this place is maybe bugged?
I mean, I did go over it with one of those detectors that you see in CSI.
I feel like I can hear like, you know, when the government... Is that a camera? Is someone watching? You know, the government had, when I was alive, was trying to kill me through my hormones, and it was really fucked up.
Through your hormones?
Yeah. It was the whole thing. Yeah.
Okay, well,
you know. You're like Tuskegee level or above or below? Like
below, certainly below. It was like a lot more discreet. And it was just all of a sudden I was constantly having my period and constantly having acne and constantly masturbating and constantly crying to keeping up with the Kardashians.
Wow, Jesus.
And I was like, wow.
That's still rough.
Army?
That seems unfortunate.
Yeah, it was incredibly unfortunate. But, you know, porn addiction isn't the worst thing that can happen to a person.
No, you could listen to the Apocalypse.
Yes.
It gets really bad.
Are you guys just playing this? Because it's really loud and obnoxious so that you can also quietly play porn and your roommates don't hear you masturbating?
Exactly. This is the buffer. This is the white noise of people's lives.
Exactly. Yeah, so that the vibrator doesn't sound so loud. You can also just PSA, because we love those. Cover yourself in blankets and then like kind of seal them off. Like weigh it down all around you. And have your vibrator underneath of the blankets. And that's how you soundproof your masturbation. And I know that I hope we have female listeners. You're out there. Now you know.
Yeah, I think men and women are equally stupid. So, you know, it's likely.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's just really unfortunate that people are listening to this when they could be having orgasms.
Although
maybe they are watching it while they listen to porn. That would make the most sense.
Have listened to the podcast while watching porn.
At what point did you come?
How'd that go, man?
I sort of...
By the intro song, you're like...
Yeah.
Post-karaoke.
It has to be lined up with the intro song.
I think it's sad that guys are, like, so archaic when it comes to masturbation. Like, you have to use your hand, but, like, girls are, like... We're, like, you know, tech.
Yes. Space has actually introduced a new vibrator.
There's all sorts of fun things if you want to...
They have the grenade launcher and they have a vibrator.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the actual, like, grenade launcher of vibrators, which I have.
Not the grenade launcher, the flamethrower that...
Or the flamethrower vibrators, it doesn't work.
That Elon Musk put out. He also, in tandem, put out a vibrator.
Really?
Yeah. He went on a talk show and he talked very frankly about how, you know, there are, like, better vibrators and shit. So he's, like, taking it upon himself to make one.
He may dismantle.
There's already amazing vibrators. This is what I will say. You don't want a vibrator with fucking, like... double or triple A batteries, because then you're always going to be emptying out the remote and your roommates are going to be like, where are the batteries and everything in the house? And
I lost them inside of myself.
No, and then I'll be right back. I had to borrow them. And, you know, just also like when you're masturbating and you're about to come and your vibrator dies, it's for me personally, it's like the closest I've ever come to suicide.
That's depressing.
Well, yeah, it's horrible, but it's never happened to you because you're sad and like jerking off with your hand.
It's true.
But there are things for you now. There's like those like the fleshlight things that are just like they just like fuck your dick for you.
Does anyone actually use those? They seem a little bit gross. You know, there's a lot of dudes who don't clean them out. You know what I mean? They just come inside them like over and over and over.
I was given one.
Really, really gross.
That is awful.
I think it has like a chamber and you can just like toss it out. You know,
like a vacuum, like it.
And then you and also if it like thinks you're a bad person, it will just take your whole dick like teeth.
Yeah.
That's what I'm working on. That's my prototype vibrator.
Wouldn't that be a great horror movie? Is like a male sex toy that just comes alive and bites your dick off?
I don't think it's a horror movie. I think it's a reality.
Should be.
I heard actually, Jad, that you had an encounter with one and that might have been why you needed dick surgery.
I had a penis reduction.
True. Our co-host, Jed, his dick is so fucking massive that he had to have a penis reduction surgery.
I mentioned this on an earlier
Let's
episode.
Let's not confuse a massive dick with a good dick. Just for the record.
Right, he has
Jed's
a big,
dick
ugly
is
dick.
Awful. It's like... It's
Why
like,
do you
it's
think...
It's like the type of dick that's like just like fucking slamming against your cervix and like... nightmare.
Yeah, I mean, I was just like getting a lot of complaints, you know, that it was just like too big and that the bumps on it were really freaking them out and, you know, that it was like the wrong color.
Way too much friction.
Yeah, exactly. I was getting a lot of complaints about that.
And you also don't produce pre-cum from what I've heard, which doesn't help the lubrication either.
I was also...
You're just like a dry, is that what that's for? Scaly cock.
Yeah, yeah. I know. I mean, it, you know, it, which is weird. You know, I mean, on the upshot, there's nothing else wrong with me. You know what I mean? It's not as if
Oh, have you seen your hair?
Yeah, it's exactly. It's quite oily. This is what I'm talking about.
Your pubes there look better than your head hair.
My
honestly.
Listen, the shape, size, color, and texture of my dick are the only problems generally that I have. Okay? I fear nothing.
Well,
I fuck everything and I fear nothing.
Exactly. Yes. Thank you very much, Kristen Gwynn.
I'm Chad and my face looks just like my cock, and neither one of them look good.
It's, you know, listen, I'm working with a doctor, and once the size, shape, texture, and general color and appearance of my dick are fixed, everything's going
to
be okay.
If we just took a brick to your face, I think we could do a lot for you.
Well, listen, Chad, at least you didn't do that bad thing that you were thinking of doing.
What, doing like Aerosmith karaoke?
No, we did that. That was fine.
Yeah.
But you were considering at one point doing a bad thing. Like Billy Bob Thornton's character did in Sling Blade.
In Sling Blade?
Yeah.
Billy, really? Was I going to like... I don't know.
You were considering moving to Cyprus.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that would have been a real bonehead move. Because if I moved to Cyprus, I'd be losing my place on the Apocalypse to Lord knows who.
I know.
I was lucky enough to get my place on the Apocalypse anyway.
Though our listeners should give up, we at the Apocalypse can't. We are incapable of it. That is why we're
right
here.
We're like Rocky. You know?
Rocky! I know I'm like
get
a
down.
Demon, but I just can't help but see Andrew's halo.
It is true. He does look a little bit like Jesus.
Like Jesus?
Yep.
And he did. Yeah, like,
is there a wood? There's not wood anywhere near this building, right? There's not like plank.
We probably should hang you to the cross. That's how you become a saint, right?
Yeah, you have to be nailed to something.
Yeah.
So that guy that nailed his balls to Red Square, Jesus love.
Yeah.
I love that guy.
Yeah, he's great.
He's my favorite guy.
Loretta
Bobbitt
is also a saint, though, and she cut off a dick.
Why?
A lot of people don't know that she's a saint because her husband was a dick, so she took it. And threw it, and then she threw it out the window of her car, and then the cops were like, we're gonna find your cock, dude, don't worry. And then they reattached it to him, and he was like, I'm a victim of a crime! And she was like, oh, go fuck yourself.
They're like, I'll point bulletin to all officers.
And the best part is she was like, I'm gonna give you head, and then she just took his dick off.
Wow.
Could you imagine being the person to find that on the street?
The cop? Like, I found the cop.
Imagine it, yeah.
Yeah, and he was probably like, wow, it's such a pathetic dick. I can't see why she took it off.
Have you ever dropped something on the sidewalk and you're walking back the way you came and you're looking for it? Could you imagine if that thing was your dick?
I gotta stand up for us men with our wee little dongs, you know?
Well, I said big dicks are the worst.
My penis is small, but it's beautiful.
No one cares about your dick. It's girls only give a shit about your mouth. It's like this weird thing. We just like being a straight chick just means you want a dude's face to eat your pussy. And that's heterosexuality from the female perspective. This is a public service announcement.
This is something that you do learn.
Mm-hmm.
Experience.
Mm-hmm.
Give up, but take our advice.
Eat pussy.
Yeah.
That is. I got to second that. We here at the Apocalypse.
We are all about,
kill traitors, eat pussy.
Eat pussy, yeah.
Yeah.
And
it's like really like 1 and 1.5.
It's like,
Kill
it's like our it's like our improvement on Biggie. You know what I mean? He said like fuck bitches, get money. We say kill traitors, eat pussy,
and then get money.
And
I know. And send money to Patreon.
Yes.
Bodily fluids, body parts, anything,
brains.
Anything. If you have any rations,
baby cum,
any
just
large
make sure
weaponry.
That you- go on to patreon.com and donate your body. You can do it very easily, but so once you die, we can have your body, and so we can like look at your brain and shit like they did with the Las Vegas shooter and be like, why did they listen to the Apocalypse? Surely something was wrong.
Also, to any of our listeners over the age of 65, there is
turn
a
off the radio now. Get step away from the radio.
There are links to show how to send your social security check to us directly.
What do you think the odds were that the Vegas shooter?
Don't leave your body somewhere no one will find it and have your check sent to the Apocalypse.
What do you think the odds were that the Vegas shooter was an Apocalypse listener? Because I feel like
it's been confirmed, dude.
I think it's 2 in 5. I think there's one other person, and then probably him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes the Apocalypse inspires you to make art. You know? And sometimes I guess it inspires other things.
Yeah.
Hopefully masturbation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, self-love what inspires ApocalyPod listeners? Like, how can we reach them? Are you human? Are you demons, ghosts?
Is they keep listening because I can see the data on the website, but they don't show themselves.
Show yourself.
So they're like the alt-right, you know? Only probably even worse.
Worse, yeah. For sure. They're like in a basement, like, surrounded by flames. And their moms are tied up and they're like, make me the mac and cheese, mom. And then the mom makes it with water instead of milk. And they're like, this is wrong. And they pour it on her head.
No!
Because all the alt-right guys are just like, mommy, please feed me.
We all love our mothers here. Right?
Yeah, nothing wrong? Yes, respect. Mad respect.
Mm. Respect, yo. Because my mom taught me. When I was a little boy, she was like, Patrick.
Well, not everyone loves their mothers. And I think the ApocalyPod listeners might have nobody. They have no family. You know, they have no mother who'd ever loved them.
We here love
no
our mothers.
No father who's ever loved them. Don't say that. You're alienating our very lonely.
No, unless your mom is particularly bad, you should respect your mother.
Of course, but there are many that are very bad.
We're talking about the lowest of the low people here, man.
Something made them that way.
Yeah.
Something made them listen to the ApocalyPod.
Because they where do you turn?
Did you hear about the mother
What Google search led?
When the void beckons.
Guys, did you hear about the mother that listened to the podcast and then she drowned all seven of her children?
Oh my God.
Hero.
Only seven? I feel like she must have had more than seven.
I think that those women are the most important and interesting women ever because they defy everything those suckers say about maternal instincts. They're like, I will drown an 8-year-old. And that
is something
people cannot cope with.
They usually don't have more children than they kill. They've never had like one.
No, they kill them all. All three or something.
Yeah, but they've never had.
Kill the child for the ApocalyPod. Produce another child. Kill that child for the ApocalyPod. And on and on.
But why has there never been.
It's the tale as old as time.
Why has there never been.
But why hasn't there been a parent that's killed seven of their 11 children?
Right, because they're just the reason why they do it is because they know they're fucking doomed, and they're like, I can't convince these children to give up. They have so much hope, and they're just going to be disappointed, and I don't want to see them fucking fall.
But yeah, they're like, I don't pick favorites, okay?
But wouldn't that really make a make an impact in their life? I feel like that would make a point.
But they know they have no life and no future, and so they're really doing it out of compassion. So they got to take all of them. If they only take seven of the 11, then the other five, they're like, sorry, you have to deal with being alive. Yeah, and that's really what I didn't want for you.
What they have to do is sort of condition these kids over time to accept the idea that the herd will be thinned. And then when it happens, the kids who survive will feel lucky. And they will believe that they love their mother even more.
Dear listeners. Send us your listener mail. Send us your opinions on the subject.
Yeah, how can they reach
us?
You
kill your children in the name of the ApocalyPod.
Exactly.
We don't know. You know, it stirs a lot of emotions in different people.
You know, it's one of those things that's like fun to talk about, even if you don't like, you know, agree or disagree with it. It's just, you know, it's an interesting idea.
Yeah. You know?
It's not a political position to kill your children.
No.
I mean,
it's an existential one.
It's like a universal basic income. I just like to contemplate it.
You know, like, who cares anyways, right? You're going to be metal.
They're going to die. They're going to be dirt. They're going to be dirt that lived for a blip in time. And then it's dirt for another million years. Yeah. It's like life is really just this weird coincidence that happens for a fucking second. And then you're back
to dirt. That's a good point. Listen, guys, speaking of dirt, a dear friend of us,
The roach isn't. I got it. It's crawling on your mouth.
Jesus.
Oh, thank you for getting that roach. Yep. A dear friend of ours has recently passed away.
Oh.
We don't know for sure that she's dead.
Yep, she's dead.
No.
That's very sad.
He thinks she's dead.
It's been more than 48 hours.
What a tragic day.
Or rejection. She might be alive, but we don't know where she is. And if she is alive, something very dangerous is happening.
And where's Johnny B-roll?
Our enemies might have taken or killed her. And they may or may not have sewed her mouth shut.
Oh, my God.
Listen, guys. I know it's hard to talk about.
Yeah.
But Sarah Steele's gone.
No, I don't believe it.
No.
She's never coming back. Nope. She said she'd be here tonight. She got all her hopes up.
What could have happened?
She said she'd be here with a new song that she would contribute to humanity and to love.
She must have realized it's not worth it. Maybe she was like, you know what?
This message was sent to
Fuck
us.
Fuck it back to the dirt. That doesn't sound like her.
Oh, God, we were all counting on you. What did you do it? Oh, God, why?
What a depressing ending. Sarah Steele. Sarah Steele, where are you? Why did you abandon us? Why did you betray the Apocalypse cast?
I think it was a ketamine debt.
You know, if I had taken that stupid job and moved to Cyprus, that would
have been
not even pale in comparison.
Oh my God.
Yeah, but it wouldn't even pale in comparison to what we're seeing from Sarah right now.
Oh, but I'm so sick of finding your fucking pube head hair everywhere. Like, it's all over me. It's like I go home and I pee and I wipe and I somehow have your head hair in my pussy. It's ridiculous.
Oh, my God. That's disgusting.
We got another message.
I am so sorry.
With the same time that I hear we are mourning Sarah Steele, I hear we have been betrayed once again. But amen, I say we are betrayed every single week, and every week the Apocalypse cast endures with the spirit of Jesus Christ.
These fucking pussies always betrayed.
Let's hear that again.
Always betrayed.
And now at the same time that I hear we are mourning Sarah Steele, I hear we have been betrayed once again. But amen, I say we are betrayed every single week, and every week the Apocalypse cast endures with the spirit of Jesus Christ.
Oh yeah, no, I agree with that. I agree with that very, very much. Whoever said that, you know, I think is really, really smart.
Is wise, yeah.
Because
someone here.
What
the fuck did you do to Sarah Steele?
I didn't do.
And why?
Anything to Sarah Steele? Maybe she's in the same place where Johnny Burrell is.
Hey, guys.
No one cares about him.
Yeah, no one cares about Johnny Burrell.
Oh,
but Sarah Steele can sing. And that's a rare skill here on the podcast. Because let's be real.
I mean, Sarah Steele has talent. She's a brain surgeon, eats brains. We need her for our intelligence because she's a brain eater. She's how we get our fucking, she's like she gets our soul. She sucks it out of other people.
But apparently that wasn't important enough, you know?
Ketamine was more. Cocaine, ketamine, methamphetamine, benzodiazepine. No, that's it. That's
Dramamine.
All for. No, Dramamine? No, 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 no. Trust me. I know a badass bitch when I see one.
Melatonin.
And it's ketamine, cocaine, methamphetamine, benzodiazepine.
You guys have been listening to the Apocalypse on Radio Free Brooklyn. If for some reason you have something wrong with your brain and it means that you like this, please give us money.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
And mail us your drugs, too.
Why not?
We have to test them to know if they're real.
If you have some leftover flight anxiety Xanax, I'll take it, you know?
You know, because it's really getting to be not worth it, you know?
Like, it's like Amy Goodman just said.
What'd you say?
That's not worth it. She said that right before us on her show.
Oh, yeah.
She said it's getting to be not worth it. And then she said ketamine, cocaine, methamphetamine, benzodiazepine.
Amy Goodman said, pull forth thine scepter. Unsheathe thine scepter. And point it at thine innards. And then press.
And Xanax.
And then do Xanax.
And then she
I really
said,
hope there's not much left to the show.
This is the War and Peace Report.
The Apocalypse is next.
And then...
And we're so sorry it's the end of the world, but this is what you get, you know? Like, there's nothing left. All the institutions have crumbled. There's no roads. Fucking walking around barefoot.
If you wanted to,
what you get at the end of the world.
If you wanted to go to college and then do something interesting, you should have been born, like, 40 years ago.
I know you should just...
Guys, got it.
Again, give up. Give up. I know it seems hard. You're like, I have these dreams. guess what everyone does and how many people live them. Very few.
Yeah, exactly. That's what that song Rainbow Connection is about. It's about dreams don't come true. They don't come true.
Tiffany,
that's what that whole thing is about.
We don't need a song to tell us that. It's like we don't need karaoke on a fucking podcast to suggest that its civilization is ending. Which a false prophet known as Barry Weiss recently suggested.
Oh, yeah.
Guys, if we're going to talk about false prophets, we
civilization is crumbling. I mean, you know, you can't say anything anymore.
If we're going to start getting on the subject of false prophets, we might as well talk about the most evil man that's ever lived.
Dad.
Patrick.
Dr. Phil?
Dr. Drew.
You guys know who it is.
He's pretty bad.
Adam Carolla.
It's a man with a very big dick.
Tom Tenney.
Tom Tenney.
Man.
The dictator. The most evil man that has ever walked the face of the fucking earth.
This is a man with no tolerance, no sense of humor.
Yeah.
No joy.
Maniacal hubris.
Yeah.
He definitely doesn't listen to the Apococast.
He definitely does listen to the Apococast.
Oh, man.
What's wrong with
him? He's one of the fuck swine.
Although, the other day he pulled me aside. And he was like, I know. He was like, Patrick, why are you guys always talking about my dick on your show? And I said,
is this a repeated conversation?
I know. But I said, when you told us you were our leader, like, I didn't take that as to mean that you're half our leader. Like, you're our leader. Like, your dick.
And it's 2018. We get to see all our leader's dicks.
Yeah. So, like, what the fuck? We're just telling the truth, you know?
We're just ahead of our time. Like, soon every president will have a dick pic that we'll have seen, and our president is Tom Tenney, and we've seen his cock.
What did he say to you? What
he
did
said
Tom
that
say
it was
you?
Slightly, quote-unquote, disturbing that the Apococast feels the need to talk so much about the penis.
Slightly disturbing.
Oh, that's what disturbing.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Looks like someone can't handle a little truth-telling in their life.
It's all about you and
someone
your big
dick,
Tom.
Someone might have a hang-up with his dick.
It's just because every time that Tom makes love to a woman, she cries, and it's just like, I can't love you because your penis is too big.
Do you think he knows how to eat pussy?
And he goes,
for sure, because his dick would kill a woman from internal bleeding if you were to use it as like one you
unlubricated.
Yeah,
I mean, unless it's bigger than a baby,
just rip flesh from flesh. Ugh. Much like he does by ripping the flesh
dick
from the
is
corporate
so
media.
So unnecessary.
Just to give a
so
proportion.
So unnecessary.
I knew a guy who had a kid that was 28 inches long.
What?
A what?
28 inch long baby.
Oh, I thought you said dick.
Not, just a baby.
I don't really know.
Well,
how
what
big
the fuck is the
baby.
Point of that?
Yeah,
what the fuck is the point
no
of talking
point
about a
anything.
Baby being?
Hey, I don't
there's
know nothing about
a
no
couple
baby.
Of feet long. I was
what
2 foot
fuck?
Four once as well.
I ate that baby. Actually,
yeah. Conversation
it's,
over.
It was so tender.
There is no point.
Have you guys ever eaten a baby? The meat.
No comment.
It's like rabbit. Mm, it's good. It's the finest delicacy.
I'm actually a vegetarian. I have no idea. But anyways,
like
So similar to a rabbit. Similar to a rabbit, and they're easy to shoot in a meadow.
A vegetarian, actually, you mean? Well, it's easy to shoot in a meadow.
That's true.
Yeah, I mean, like, Pat, like, in, like, if he's, like, trying to camouflage in the woods or something, my God, he'd be dead so quickly.
Yeah, I know.
Easy prey over there.
Oh, my God. You just, like, grab yourself, like, your hunting rifle and, like, a few beers, and you just, like, wait. You wait for one of those babies to cross, or a rabbit, or Patrick.
Do you want to hear an interesting story?
Mm-hmm. How interesting?
You remember when we were at the bar for our friend Julie's birthday?
No, but I know I was there. And that I ended up possibly with a warrant for my arrest and a lot of still visible battle wounds.
Pretty cool.
So what's your story?
I pointed to an ugly gentleman. Remember?
No.
And I said, that has to be one of those douchebags from that podcast. Because there's no possible way.
Chapo?
That so many cute girls would be talking to that little fuck swine over there in the corner.
Unfortunately, my memory was erased that night for 4 hours.
Well, it's what I said. And drum roll, guess what?
It was Chapo.
And I'd never seen their picture before.
No way. Yeah. If you guys don't know, there's a fucking... They call it a podcast.
Patrick Hillsman is clairvoyant, everyone.
The point is just that they act like they know shit, but they they don't know the price of cocaine.
Only the Apocalypse knows
what's authentic. Only the Apocalypse has seen the inside of a trap.
Only the Apocalypse can give you that direct main line to God. Only the Apocalypse can poke your vein with the amount of gentleness and precision that is necessary for you to mainline the word of motherfucking Jesus.
Go ahead. Right? Try those globalist cucks in the MSM.
Yeah.
See how far you get with that shit.
Chapo's like, we're silenced. We're the alt. No one listens.
God, our money is not
our
good enough.
Our beard wax isn't working good enough. Someone else sponsor our fucking facial hair.
All those globalist cucks at the Apocalypse. They hurt our feelings.
Oh, anyways, those neo
Andrew, you were gonna say something.
Was I there for that?
No.
Was that the night we were on Wyckoff?
Nope.
Maybe. The thing about these guys is that like no one really gives a shit about them.
No, but there was one moment
remember. We wouldn't recognize them.
The long-haired douchebag?
That's no?
Have long hair.
Probably.
Like blondish?
Sure. Or
this was another one.
This is another person that looked exactly
the same.
There
are many. They are legion. And they're dumb.
He had big eyes.
They're just a bunch of nerds who like, we're like, ooh, guess what? We're going to tweet like, fuck Hillary Clinton.
The Apocalypse seems to change the bounds of space and time on occasion.
As we said, between 2 and 5.
It must be because there's like, you know, there's some sort of a gravity well projected.
We've talked about the gravity well before here.
Just the void.
Yeah, we
Listen,
have.
Guys, I think that it's pointless to go on. We got lucky with the song. You know, we were struggling.
The karaoke just brought us through.
Really just.
Hopefully we can just edit that out.
Nope, there's no editing. I don't have time.
We're Sister Ray in this shit.
What's that?
Sister Ray is a song by the Velvet Underground. It appears at the end of White Light, White Heat. It is over.
Someone stuck in the 90s.
It is over 20 minutes long.
We're much better
than that. There was only one take performed of the song. It is a song about heroin, murder, prostitution, gay sex, and transsexuals.
I thought you only listened to Sonic Youth.
We here at the Apocalypse are of taste and class.
Transsexuals
and
Sonic Youth.
Yeah. And we listen to a diverse, eclectic mixture of artists. Anyway, Sister Ray is a song by Sonic Youth. And much like the Apocalypse, Sister Ray was recorded only in one unedited take.
I really have to pee.
That's your right. Well.
You can hear in the middle of the song, you can hear producer Steve Sesnick shut the door and say, hey, let me know when you're done.
What's that a reference to?
The Apocalypse.
This has really gone off the rails. I think this has been a good episode, but I kind of just wish that we didn't have to do a full hour because I'm really. Listen to all the people out in the crowd that love the Apocalypse so much.
Cheering for us.
Yeah.
That must be the 40 right there.
Woo.
Well.
Oh, man. So how about that White House? How about them?
How about them
feelings?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty crazy. You think Stormy Daniels is going to take down this administration?
No.
Man, wouldn't it be amazing if Trump got taken down by a porn star?
Not really.
Man.
I kind of don't want Trump to get taken down now.
Yeah? You want him to just stay there and keep saying stupid shit?
Yeah, because to be fair, I feel like Vladimir Putin's got a really, really raw deal, you know?
Why is that?
Well, I mean, like, sure, like, the police shoot black people with impunity, but the media's been saying mean things about the dictator of another country, and I won't stand for that. Mm. You know? There's one thing we stand for here in America, it's being polite to everyone.
Oh, yeah.
Respecting everyone's opinion.
We're second only to the British in that regard.
Yeah. It's true. Oh boy. Really, really going off the rails. I don't know what to do.
Yeah, I don't know what to do either. I've been at this for so long.
You guys have no fucking idea.
I'm getting too old for this shit. I'm getting too old for this podcast.
I've been doing the ApocoCast since before you was around.
Since you were even a gleam in your mama's eye.
I've been doing the ApocoCast since before the dark times.
Before George Soros came.
Oh, before he took everything that was sacred to us.
And put salt in our wounds. And stole from us our children.
That globalist.
George Soros.
Before he started.
We're so good before.
Before he started paying all the anti-war protesters and all the Black Lives Matter people and all the Antifa.
Before we got all that Patreon money.
Ooh. And then
before George Soros started going on to patreon.org/Radio Free Brooklyn and donating.
Potential.
Have any of these 40 listeners donated?
Not one.
Wow.
We've never had a single donation. No one's even given us a fucking penny.
Wow. Like we actually have a Patreon, to be fair.
If you want to not be called the fuck swine, maybe you should try donating.
Yeah, maybe you should try it.
Actually, what a radical notion.
Save your money.
No, give it to us. It's not worth anything.
It's not going to us.
It's like Bitcoin.
They've created a fucking false scarcity.
I love Radio Free Brooklyn. I can't say that. Give your money to Radio Free Brooklyn. Ultimately, it's the right thing to do.
No, just give your money to a homeless person. Let them do whatever they want with it. Don't be like,
is it kind of the same thing?
Yes, exactly.
Except
Tom
that
Tenney.
By
Except
giving
you
your
can
money
do it
to
at
Radio
home.
Free Brooklyn.
You can.
Yeah, you don't exactly. See, we do have an angel in our presence. But he's got this, like, saintly wisdom.
Mm-hmm. Sing us to sleep, Patrick.
The poor from home.
Sing us to sleep.
Don't leave your house.
This has been really. This has been a very grueling ApocoCast.
Mm.
Largely, I mean, our friend was killed right before.
We're not sorry,
Miss Sarah Steele.
That's
you'll be
severely missed.
You'll be missed, but you'll never ever be heard from again. It's so sad.
I believe in you, Sarah. We'll find you.
Sarah's a part of us.
No, Sarah's a part of us forever, but she's dead.
I feel like you might have put it in the food that we had earlier. In the quesadillas.
I'll put Sarah's ashes.
Did you grind Sarah
up? We ate her ashes.
Is that why she's part of us?
She probably turned Dad down and he was like, how dare you?
I think all kinds of things are possible, everybody.
Yeah. Anyways, you guys have been listening to the podcast on Radio Free Brooklyn. We're all really depressed. And
yeah, very.
Part of us is glad that the world is ending. Because, like, really, what's the point, you know?
Yeah, no, we deserve it. We need to reinvent the wheel. We're at that level. We need to needs to
like,
we don't deserve shit.
What's
we
the need wheel?
You know? We need to figure out how to actually slice bread.
Who are wheel?
I'm gonna put triangles on an axle and see where that gets me.
I think it's time. I think it's time, Jack.
Exactly.
And I also think it's time that also listen.
Say no to drugs.
Yeah, don't do drugs.
Yeah, definitely
not. Do donate money to the podcast and to Radio Free Brooklyn.
And any bodily parts.
And any bodily parts. Just die and kill for us. You know?
But donate.
But donate. Most importantly, donate.
Yeah, yeah.
And just show your love.
And send your social security check.
Showing love is optional, by the way. Anyway, Patrick, take it away.
You guys have been listening to the podcast from Radio Free Brooklyn.
It's
a really very important show. You'd be well suited to listen to it because the other shows are... Well, I can't really shit on the other shows on Radio Free Brooklyn. They're good, but other shows in general are bad, you know? So if you're going to listen to any shows, listen to Frequency Theory with Tom Tenney, What Would Save the World with Took Endelau, and listen to the motherfucking ApocoCast, because the squid is going to come, and it's going to just fucking devour all of us. And then there'll be nothing after that, so I guess we can all just go fuck ourselves.